This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Minutes past the hour. It is the DJ V Show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. That is Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Doug, you'll be along momentarily, but Victoria, it seems that the NTSB has been able to detail the final moments of what went on in the helicopter before it crashed. Of course, I'm talking about the crash that killed Kobe Bryant and his daughter, seven others. In his final transmission, the pilot of a helicopter that crashed, the one that killed Kobe, the daughter, the air traffic controller said he was climbing to avoid a cloud layer. And when the air traffic controller asked the pilot what he planned to do, there was no reply. Jennifer Hemendy had a press conference yesterday afternoon. The last radar contact, she said, with the flight was at 9:45 a.m. Pacific time. That's 12:45 on the East Coast. Radar data indicated the helicopter climbed to 2,300 feet and began a left descending turn, she said. The NTSB is investigating the cause of the crash, detailed the helicopter's final moments before it crashed into a hillside in Calabasas, California. On a very, very foggy day, very foggy conditions. Visibility was so low Sunday morning that the LAPD had actually grounded its helicopters, according to their department. The crash broke the helicopter into pieces. It created a debris field. Victoria, we talked about this, that was the size of a football field. They're still really trying to investigate that area, and the steep terrain there is making it very difficult to figure out exactly what happened. Obviously, when reporters asked the spokesperson for the NTSB about survival, she said that there was no chance for survival, basically. She said it was a pretty devastating accident. According to some of the reports, We talked about this a little bit yesterday. It seemed that the helicopter pilot was following the freeway system in Los Angeles. They had circled over downtown, the Glendale area, and then they had moved up and they were going along the 118 freeway. When they dropped down to the 101 freeway, moving north towards Calabasas, according to at least what the local authorities are reporting, because of the low visibility, the pilot made a mistake and mistook Las Virgenes Road, which is a large artery in that area, for the 101 freeway. And so because of that, being disoriented essentially by the fog, it seems that it could have been pilot error. That's what they're investigating, at least, just mistaking one road for a highway, and that brought them right into a hillside in Calabasas.
Oh, the whole thing is so sad. And looking at the some of the photos on TMZ, they have, it looks like authorities are on horseback to avoid having any ATVs. Mm-hmm. Because it's such a rugged terrain up in that mountain. But I guess I didn't see the press conference, but some of the reports I read that there is no black box, but there was an iPad on board, and I guess they're going to try to use whatever's left of the iPad to look at that data. It had the weather conditions, the flight elements, and the flight itinerary, so I guess investigators will be looking at that. But, oh, it's so sad. And that debris field, it doesn't even look like a debris field. It just looks, to me, when I look at the pictures, it just looks like garbage spread everywhere.
Yeah.
It's unfathomable that was a helicopter.
And Dougie, I know you know this area, and the fact that the pilot took for granted that Las Virgenes was the 101 freeway, it seems that's what brought them to this end. I know you're here in Los Angeles. Me, everything has been Kobe. I mean, LAX, the downtown, the bank, everything is turning purple and gold in honor of Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and the victims.
Well, there's a lot of stuff, if you turn on TV, even this morning, the networks, anybody who covers a basketball game that was played last night, the all of the solidarity, if you will, all of the showing the force of solidarity behind a witness, if you will, bearing witness to what Kobe Bryant meant to basketball, what he meant to Los Angeles, what he meant to a lot of people. So that continues.
There they are canceled other... the Lakers game for the first time since the Boston Marathon terror attack, which I thought was kind of interesting.
And one thing that's even, I mean, it's kind of silly, but I was watching The Bachelor last night, and, you know, a lot of the time when people are playing basketball or, shooting paper balls into a trash can or something, when they shoot it, they'll yell, Kobe, and the girl, they were in the bloopers at the end of the show last night, she did that, and all of us watching were just like, oh, that's... means something different now. It's, I don't know, it shows how much of an impact he had on all culture, I guess.
Yep. All right, moving to what's going on in Washington. As the day progressed yesterday, the president's team cycled through a lot of different approaches, some of which ignored allegations. Where is John Bolton in all of this? Jennifer, you've probably been following.
He's at home.
Enjoying time with his family. I always like
he's home, I think. Yeah, so the story is, and I think we may have touched on it yesterday, John Bolton has a new book coming out. Mm-hmm. And so on Sunday, the timing on this is just so suspect. So John Bolton allegedly...
Really? You think?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Gave a transcript of his book to the National Security Council to review it because he wanted to make sure he wasn't revealing, I guess, national security secrets or whatever. So just so happens that the National Security Council gets a hold of the book, and then it just so happens that an anonymous source from the National Security Council calls the New York Times and says, hey, in John Bolton's book, he says that he was witness to Trump saying blah, 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 Ukraine, hold back the funds until they investigate Democrats. I don't think specifically they mentioned Joe Biden, but Democrats. So the New York Times runs to press. And they run to press on the day when Republicans kind of thought, okay, we're not going to call any witnesses. This will be over by Friday. So this report was released with no excerpt, by the way, from the book, just an anonymous recounting of what someone saw in the book.
Anonymous. But we don't. So where is it likely to have come from?
From the NSC. He could have, but his legal team has denied doing it himself. And I don't think John Bolton would bold-faced lie like that. So I would imagine that there was probably like a little chain set up where maybe somebody in the National Security Council said, sure, I'll take a look at
it's
this.
It's also popular that that someone from his publisher was privy to this, to the manuscript, and was an anonymous
because
whistleblower
they put it out,
tipper.
The reason that they put it out with a link to buy the book because pre-orders for the book started yesterday. So they took issue with that. The publisher said, I'm sorry, we didn't mean to put it out with the link to buy the book. Anyway, so all of that being said, now the push has been all along. The Democrats aren't really talking to anybody when they're arguing. The House managers, when they were arguing the impeachment case last week, were not really talking to anybody except for they wanted four Republican senators to vote with them to call additional witnesses, which would expand this well into April or May, probably, and keep the headlines going. So, fast forward now to the end of the day yesterday, the president had his defense team on day two, Alan Dershowitz, Ken Starr, they were all up there along with Pat Cipollone and Joe Seculo, Pam Bondi was up there making her arguments. And so the question was for Republican senators, did this change your mind about witnesses? Will you want to call witnesses at the end of this? Will you want to call John Bolton? There's some Republicans who are saying, okay, fine, we'll do a one-for-one switch. You get one witness, we get one witness. It's really unclear until they get to Friday and they start to argue about witnesses, whether or not this has changed anybody's minds. I believe that always Mitt Romney and Susan Collins were going to vote with Democrats for more witnesses. Maybe Lisa Murkowski, although she's been tweaked by some of the things Adam Schiff has said about the integrity of the U.S. Senate. So they may have three votes. I don't know if they'll get to four. At this point, it's really hard to predict. The news cycle changes so much. I would have guessed last week that this would have been over by Friday, but who knows? It may continue longer. It may not. The result will all be the same. So
I think that John Bolton is in collusion with the Chinese, frankly. After all, it is the year of the rat.
Hates the Chinese.
Year of the rat, Jennifer.
It is. He is a rat.
Year of the rat. He's a rat. So I'm wondering out loud how it is that Bolton thinks he's going to continue to have a future with the Republicans. Let's say Trump gets beaten or at some point in time Republican administration, they're not going to touch him with a 10-foot
pole. My theory is this is not exactly what John Bolton's book says, and that someone that's leaking it to the New York Times is ginning it up, but then when you put it into context with what his book says, it's not going to say that. Because this is what the New York Times has done before. They've taken a headline from something, or they've taken a leaked report, and they publish it, and then when you actually put it in context with what it wasn't quite what it seemed. Does that make sense?
Kind of. Who was it that said this is like war or something along that line? It's there was some quote I saw out of the corner of my eye about this being like war. And it is. I said, the other day when I was talking about this with all of us, that the way that the impeachment, the country being divided as it is over this, what is it, about 40% think he ought to be impeached and the rest of it, and really, this is how Ken Starr said it, like war, impeachment is hell. There's no national consensus. There isn't. There's no national consensus for this at all. There is consensus, but it is national and it isn't the majority.
Well, it's
impeachment
not bipartisan.
Divides people.
That's the problem.
It's very, yeah, so... So, it's right, pretty much 50-50. So, anyway, on he goes. Kent Starr looks old and fat. And that's my observation.
I'm sure he appreciates that.
All right, so that takes care of that side of things. The Supreme Court yesterday, John Roberts doing double duty, ruling that the administration can block thousands of these immigrants from getting public assistance while the challenges continue to their being allowed into the country. So this was kind of a sticky rule. This is a lot of legality stuff. Isn't there a lot of legal beagle? Does the average person understand? Well, the average person can understand that the answer is no to immigrants getting public assistance. And so I guess I...
But that this is also based
Medicare.
On speculation. I mean, my issue with this is, well, because it's speculating what an immigrant might need. It's not saying, they're not coming in saying, I need food stamps and I need Medicaid. They're speculating and they're essentially assigning judgment based on education and based on what they, and they even can look into the future now because like they have a crystal ball and they can say, well, in the future, you're probably going to need long-term assistance or household, your household income isn't going to be enough. So we're not going to let you in. I mean, I understand completely why this was a 5-4 ruling because this is not something that anybody on the left wants. I mean, my own father would be denied these.
Okay.
My own father would have been denied entry, and he never had any government assistance. But he came here with literally not a pot to piss in, and no formal education.
But if he didn't ask for it, then this wouldn't apply to him.
This is, but what I'm saying is, these people aren't asking for it. They're being assigned judgment that they will use it. And that's where the sticky wicket, as you say,
yeah,
is.
Yeah, but where do you think that
this
came from, though? I mean, it's because people are coming here and doing just that. And
not everyone,
true.
But not everyone is.
I know, but people are not immigrating here like
your dad did. This is a blanket generalization, though. Well, yeah, but this is a blanket generalization of people who are going about it the right way, and they're still going to be denied.
It's just
based
really
on, and this goes back to Trump's S-hole countries, and he only wants the intelligentsia,
yeah.
And there's a whole lot of it. I mean, this is what Trump wants, and so
I don't agree with that because I live in California, and I see. I mean, we're on the border with the border, and what happens is that so many people come here, and they use the hospitals, and they use the schools, and they break the system, and now California is broken, literally.
It is. It's broke and broken.
Yeah.
I don't see why. I guess this is a long discussion, and we haven't got time for it here. Just for the purposes of giving away things that are not deserved by people. Your father was here, and he went to work, and so he should have had.
So do a lot of immigrants. Stuff. Most immigrants do.
But they don't pay into the system, and that's the problem.
Yeah. All right. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Now 23 after on the DJV program with Jennifer and Victoria and Karen Doug, and you, if you're an Aerosmith fan, you'll appreciate this information. They're apparently going to continue to celebrate their 50th anniversary with a concert in Boston. They're actually a group from Worcester, Mass., where they were first heard. That's where they came from. They're going to play at Fenway Park in September. Aerosmith coming back to Boston after their Las Vegas residency and their summer tour. They're going to Europe for the summer, most of the summer. Tickets for the show go on sale on the 31st, which is this Friday. On Sunday, the band performed at the Grammy Awards. They sang Livin' on the Edge. You heard this from 1993. This. They also reunited with Run DMC for Walk This Way, complete with a destroyed wall. You like that?
Yeah, that was fun, yeah.
Yeah. Noticeably absent from the performance, as well as the recent Music Cares tribute, was drummer Joey Kramer, who felt excluded, filed a lawsuit against the band. Remember we were talking about that? Was that last week?
Yeah.
This is not about money, Kramer said. I'm being deprived of the opportunity to be recognized along with my peers for our collective lifetime contributions to the music industry. Neither the Music Cares Person of the Year Award nor the Grammys Lifetime Achievement Honors can ever be repeated. However, in a recent update on this drama between all of them, the band responded to Kramer's lawsuit, said that while there wasn't enough time for him to rehearse with the Grammys for the Grammy show, he was more than welcome to appear alongside them on stage. Nothing whether he's going to be on stage with them when they get to Fenway Park. So, under the circumstances here with this reality, how could you ever, with all this hoorah between
them?
Yeah, how are you going to patch it up by it?
I don't see that. I mean, look, many bands have come back from worse than this, but when lawsuits get involved, you know, it's like Lindsey Buckingham and Fleetwood Mac. Once the lawsuit happened, they're never going to speak again.
No, they're done.
It's tough. You know, it's too bad.
Yeah, it is kind of too bad. 26 after the hour, here's another noisemaker. Sammy Hagar and his band The Circle, which includes guitarist Vic Johnson, Van Halen bassist Michael Anthony, and drummer Jason Bonham, have announced a joint tour with Whitesnake. I think a lot of make, A lot of guitar,
straight
a lot
out of the
noise.
80s.
Wow, this is noise. For this summer, Night Ranger will open for both of the bands on tour. I don't know who they are. Anybody know who Night Ranger
They're also from Ranger? That same era, set late 70s, 80s. Like
noisy.
This tour, well, it's not that noisy, but if you're thinking of heavy metal, this isn't heavy metal, but this is Night Ranger. You know this
it
song.
It used to
it's
be.
For Christian. This was a huge hit for them.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? We used to call this heavy metal in the 80s, which is
right.
Really weird.
When I was a jock and it wasn't the last jock job I had, but I played this kind of music in Morning Drive in Boston.
This is adult AC.
It really is.
All this stuff is adult AC now, adult contemporary. So it
felt so much harder in the 80s.
Sure it did. Sure it did. You see the cover of some of the albums and stuff that came out of it, too.
Well, so, this tour is going to sell out so quickly with that age group.
Yeah. Hagar said, I love some friendly competition on stage. That's exactly what this is going to be. David Coverdale and I have nothing but the highest respect for one another, but we'd also like to blow the other guy off the stage. You can count on that. Add in Night Ranger, and the fans will have one hell of a night of music. 30-city tour kicks off July 9th in West Palm Beach. Run through September 20th. The final show will be in Chula Vista, California. The tour takes the two bands through Phoenix and Dallas, Salt Lake, Tampa, Florida, Cincinnati, a lot of stops. Tickets on sale to the general public beginning this Friday at 10 a.m. local time at LiveNation.com. Now, last October, Sammy Hagar and the Circle released a short film called Space Between, directed by ZZ Satriani, the son of Joe Satriani, the guitarist. Pretty interesting stuff. 28 after on the DJV program.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, tributes to Kobe Bryant. Many schools starting the day with a moment of silence for the basketball great, his 13-year-old daughter, and the seven other people who perished on the plane.
He did a good job at playing. I'm glad that he completed his dreams.
Crash investigators still trying to determine the cause of the crash. It's believed fog could have played a role. On Capitol Hill were the president's A-list lawyers defending him for a second day against the two articles of impeachment. The first session was Saturday for about 2 hours. The coronavirus continues to spread, the numbers soaring. 5 confirmed cases here in the United States, many, many suspected cases, and in China, many people have already died. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I am doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Early morning, depending on when you're listening. Some people listening right now in real time, Jennifer, to us, where it's 34 after 3 in the morning. Hello. Wake up.
Why
to
do you
have to
remind
world.
Me? I like to pretend.
That's all right. All right, so on the East Coast, it's 34 after 6.
It's much more civilized on the East Coast.
Yes, 34 after 5 in the Midwest, 34 after 4 here in Salt Lake and that area. Nice to have you on board with the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen, working on the Chinese coronavirus. Some people call it the coronavirus. Some people call it a lot of things. But I think it's appropriate to refer to it, Victoria, as the Chinese coronavirus. I'm sure by now everybody's heard about this. So.
It's officially being called the Wuhan coronavirus.
Okay.
Because of the city of Wuhan is where it stems from. Yeah.
Where is Wuhan, by the way? I've not looked this up in China. Is it close to another big city like Shanghai or Hong Kong or Beijing? Or is it out in the middle of nowhere?
That's a good question. I do not know. I have not seen it on a map. But the latest update, though, is that there are 4,583 cases now. And 106
in China or everywhere?
Total cases around the world. Okay. And so 106 deaths on mainland China. No one has died outside of mainland China. So 4,515 cases are on mainland China, 8 in Hong Kong,
5 in Macau, 5 in Australia, 1 in Cambodia, 1 in Canada, 3 in France, 1 in Germany, 4 in Japan, 4 in Malaysia, and then we've got 5 here in the United States, 14 in Thailand. That's the next big jump. And so, again, no one has died except for the 106 people on mainland China. And they're saying now that this is obviously 60 million people in China are under a partial or full lockdown in various Chinese cities. They're trying to cordon this off. And the health minister has now said in China that people can spread the virus before the symptoms show. U.S. experts say they're not sure about that, but that's what the Chinese experts are saying. Obviously the CDC here in the United States, they've raised the travel precautions for China to the highest level.
Who would
so
go
unless,
there?
I have a friend. She and her husband have a trip booked in early February to go to China, yeah. And they're waiting to find out if they're even allowed to go. I think they're crazy if they want to go anywhere in China.
Wuhan is inland about 400 or 500 miles in the sort of south-central part, the equivalent of probably Tennessee or Mississippi, if you looked at it that way in our country. The other places where this has been a problem, Chengdu, I mean, I'll give you these names, Shenzhen, nobody knows where these cities are. It's about 400 miles off, directly west of Shanghai. Nanjing is a little north and west of there. Beijing is a good 1,000, 1,200 miles away from it. And so that's where it sort of sits in the province. There are a lot of people here who are asking questions, Victoria, and I expect I'll ask Jack Stockwell later today if you're listening to him on this program. He's our Salt Lake City rep in the medical department about how do you protect yourself. Plane travel is in your future. Planes are the greatest incubator of any of these viruses because you're so shut in. And most of the airlines they recirculate the air in the plane because it's cheaper than sucking in the air from the outside of the plane. That's really
And I'm glad you brought that up because here's the extra bad news. So a lot of people have been saying, you should start wearing a mask if you're at the airport or if you're on an airplane. Well, infectious disease experts have now come forward saying that the mask that you see in an operating room, you know, the one that goes like behind your ear, covers your mouth and your nose, those masks will not help you and they will not protect you.
But they're fashionable. So that's
what. Yeah,
the interesting thing is because what those masks do, they keep the person wearing them, they keep those germs from infecting other people. So basically the infectious disease experts are saying those masks work for macroorganisms. However, the coronavirus is a microorganism. The size of the virus goes right through those masks. If you're worrying about trying to find a mask for yourself, it's not going to do anything. The people who are sick should be wearing them, but that's apparently not how it's going.
So two things. First thing is, when I see those people walking around the airport with the mask on, that's what I always assume, that they're trying to keep something in, not keep something out, which always disturbs me. And number two, is it possible that the mask might just have a placebo effect? Like you just think your immune system shoots up because you may be protected.
Maybe it's good.
I don't know. I think it is a good thing to say, though, that to at least say that there are certain, unless you wear the kind that has a respirator with an air filter, like when you see people, this is crazy, but this is true. This is what they're saying. A lot of those masks, painter's masks and things like that
charcoal,
are really thin, not going to do anything.
No,
you need
the
actual
devices.
Respirator. Like if you're going, you know, if you're expecting to encounter anthrax, that mask will help you. But other than that, nothing will.
Right. So I have a friend who's traveling in Morocco, and she said that she was completely surrounded by Chinese tourists. Chinese tourism is becoming a real big business, and they're going all over the place, not just coming here. This lady said busloads of every conceivable corner of Morocco inundated with the Chinese. And she said she was traveling with a couple of people who have coughs and fevers and congestion, that makes me nervous.
And where do you get all these friends that you're talking about? You keep referencing all these friends that we didn't know you had.
But you don't know. I don't know all your friends.
You can guess.
You're not the boss of him, Jen.
He's like
6 years old right now. He's like, you're not the boss of me.
But I mean, I've got you got a friend you had lunch with. Now there's a friend who's traveling in Morocco. What's happening with
friends?
You? Are you online dating?
No, I'm not online dating.
Because they're all women.
Most of my friends have always been women. Yeah, most of my friends have always been.
Well, where are you meeting these people?
I've known this woman for 15 years. She was a doctor that I was friendly with in Massachusetts, and she still is friendly.
No.
Anyway,
I just want to get to the bottom of this.
You're diluting my social life is not too exciting, frankly. Travel rules for those people who are trying to prevent getting sick, I suppose the most obvious is don't go anywhere. Whether if you increase washing your hand, if that's more important, I don't use antibacterial stuff because I think we need to have the bacteria. Now, would you make an exception for this sort of thing? Wiping down surfaces that you use, like your phone, if other people are touching things, doorknobs, that sort of thing. If you're in a hotel room, God, they don't clean those rooms at all.
The remote control is the dirtiest thing in every hotel room, followed by the bathtub. Don't ever take a bath in a hotel bathtub unless you clean it yourself.
And clean it, exactly.
Yep.
Don't share drinking glasses, duh. If you have an illness and your immune system is compromised, I wouldn't travel. That's selfish. Actually, if you're traveling and you don't feel well, and if it feels like you get the sniffles or something like that,
Well, now with the new travel ban, anything that is considered non-essential, so if you have to go for a work trip or whatever to China, you're not allowed to go. So anything that isn't important, basically government business, or if you're a medical professional, then that's the only way that you're allowed to fly to China now, which is a good thing. I think that people need to let this kind of subside a bit, and they don't even know how it's transmitted yet. They really don't know a lot about it.
Yeah. Couple of more items on the Kobe front. You may or may not have heard that he's going to be inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in this year's class. The Hall ceremony, which is honoring Tim Duncan and Kevin Garnett, will be in Springfield where the Basketball Hall of Fame is sometime late in the summer. Chairman and former basketball director, USA Basketball Director Jerry Colangelo, said the athletics of Kobe's induction bring us to expect it to be the most epic class ever with these three. Kobe will be honored in the way he ought to be. So they must just decide this, obviously, yesterday, right?
It was announced back in December that he was a nominee. There's no way he wasn't going to be voted in alive or dead. There's no way he was not making it. So it's not like they just gave this to him. He certainly deserves it.
And then you see a lot more things from LeBron James, for example, with the emotion that's overtaking him and a lot of other people. You were talking about this when we got the technical stuff, and I heard the first words I heard, Jennifer, you talking about the weather and that sort of thing. The pilot wasn't using any instrumentation at all, apparently, and so that's what. There's so many different
flying with the roads.
And
this is an experienced flyer, and that's the thing.
Yeah.
I think we get arrogant. We think, oh, we can conquer the weather. Oh, we can do this. And I'm not. I mean, obviously, you can't blame it all on this guy. You have to think maybe there's some meaning in all of it.
Common sense, not using.
But
sense,
boy,
so.
Yeah.
Matt Mauser, whose wife Christina was killed with Kobe Bryant and the others, was on the Today Show yesterday on the phone talking about how horrible it was. I don't know about if I were losing my, or if I lost my wife, if I'd be calling a show to kind of reminds me of
everybody,
Meghan Markle's family.
Yeah, but everybody grieves differently. And maybe that helps. Who knows?
But no one has seen or heard from Vanessa Bryant, right?
Right.
Yeah.
No.
I can't even imagine. She probably is still in a state of shock to lose her husband and her daughter in one incident. It's horrible.
Yep. So one other NBA story quickly. The players have become fashion icons. I saw a lot of people here in L.A. yesterday wearing or buying Kobe Bryant. Was he connected with Nike? Who is he connected with?
I think at one point he was. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, right. Buying up all those Nike shoes, the Kobe Bryant Nike shoes. So the NBA and their pregame attire, Fashion Week shows through the world, photo shoots. Doesn't come as a surprise that the NBA teamed up with Louis Vuitton to create the first travel case for the Larry O'Brien Trophy. What is the Larry O'Brien? Larry
That's
O'Brien
the NBA
was the
championship.
Commissioner of
the
NBA. Yeah.
That's the championship trophy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is this timed poorly with the whole all the stuff regarding Kobe, or does it make a difference one way or another?
Seems well, this has already happened.
I don't think it makes a difference.
Yeah. Yeah. So is this something that you, is this really cool?
It's very cool. It looks like a Louis Vuitton trunk, and when it opens up, it has this beautiful blue interior, and that's where the trophy is held. It's really gorgeous. And the reason that they said that they use Louis Vuitton is because, I didn't know this, but France, apparently, after the United States, France is the second biggest market for the NBA. And whatever they have, and that's where they buy most of the, again, second to the U.S., the most merchandise and fan stuff is sold in France. So they felt that it was appropriate to work with arguably one of the biggest French houses of luxury goods. Everybody knows Louis Vuitton.
Right, exactly. You and I said that almost in sync, like we rehearsed it or something. Everybody does Louis Vuitton.
Duh.
Today, a celebration of Legos. It's National Lego Day. This, boy, have they come up with ideas, big ones, little ones, movies. Miles has a whole bunch of Legos, and he's very creative putting things together. It's kind of fun. Look, Gramps, the skyscraper he built in the living room the other day. 70 years of Legos, National Lego Day, celebrating these incredibly ingenious and enriching toys. I think they're very good for the mind. You go back to 1932.
They're not good for the foot, though. How many moms have stepped on a Lego?
Right.
Yeah, doesn't hurt. It feels really good.
Mm-mm. The Lego company goes back to 1932. Ole Kirk Christensen, a carpenter from Denmark, founded the Lego company, manufacturing wooden toys. And then in 1949, Lego bricks were introduced. They began manufacturing the bricks using an injection mold machine that they had bought. And then in 2017, Lego became the first and probably most powerful brand in business consultancy group Brand Finance. Announced Lego had surpassed Google, Nike, Ferrari, and Visa to be the most powerful brand in the world. Now that is an accomplishment.
That's something.
Isn't that something? Yeah, it really is. All right, some television information here. Doctor Who. Who? Doctor Who cast the first black doctor in its history. What a shame that it makes the news.
That it's taken this long?
Yeah, I guess. Joe Martin plays the first black incarnation of the Doctor. This is kind of like the argument, should there be a black James Bond, I think. Don't you? I mean, under the circumstances.
Not for Doctor Who, because it's literally an alien that takes the form of anything it wants to. So it is kind of funny. I mean, James Bond is one specific character that is always kind of looked a specific way, but, I mean,
The original Doctor Who wasn't like
Doctor
this.
Who.
But the original Doctor Who, that's what I know. I don't know this more recent incarnation, but the original Doctor Who was a doctor.
Was a white guy, but I mean,
but the
character isn't.
Forms.
Well, it always has. I mean, that's why there have been multiple iterations of the Doctor, because it can look like anything.
Unless I mistake my earlier beginnings, the Doctor Who that I used to watch didn't change from one.
The series, but from series to series, it looks different.
Okay.
Anyway.
I'll take it. I'm confused, but it's okay. It won't be the first time Doug's confused. 10 before the
hour. I'll give you tonight's TV report tomorrow.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The hour of the Tuesday DJV program. Victoria Keelan and Doug with the Tech Talk. The Motorola Razr has a price tag of almost $1,500, and yet looks like the orders are going down the street and around the corner.
It's true. Just when you think that a phone is too expensive, and then this happens. Right now, if
is
you pre-order,
is this going to be a status symbol? Do you think? What do you?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah, there are some technophiles who will always want the latest of everything, whether it's the latest iPhone or, you know, this kind of, I almost consider this to be a novelty object at this point, but Motorola Razr, the new fold, with the folding screen, it's the new flip phone, but it's a smartphone, has the folding screen, that is, it was supposed to ship on February 6th exclusively through Verizon, and also Walmart and Best Buy had a deal to ship it a little bit later, but now it's the as you said, the line is out the door in a sense, and the earliest that you'll receive this phone is now February 18th. So it's been pushed back by 10 days after the launch date. They say that Motorola says that the pre-orders opened up on Monday, and within just a few hours, the delivery dates had to be pushed back. And it kept going and going. So now we're up to February 18th. I would suspect
is this made
by the
in China or is this made in this country? This phone.
Well, what isn't made in China? I don't know where all the specific parts are made. There might be a few parts that are made in Korea, maybe some parts in Israel, but yeah, there obviously some part or most of this component, most of the components are probably made in China. But at the moment, they say that Verizon's offering a number of promotions for if you want to get their Motorola Razr. You can save up to $500 if you trade in a new phone, a recent phone, and then if you pay off the Razr within 24 months, then that'll give you a decent amount of a discount, $500 off. It's the only carrier to actually have the phone, and that's something that a lot of people need to realize, that if you don't have Verizon, you can't use this phone. And yeah. So that's also kind of a problem, and no one seems to think that that's going to change anytime soon. And here's the other problem, and I'm just coming at it from a practical standpoint. Under the care section of the Motorola website, it actually says, quote, screen is made to bend. Bumps and lumps are normal. Okay. Who wants bumps and lumps on the screen on their cell phone? It's a bendable plastic screen. Unlike if you have an iPhone or a Samsung where you have a glass screen, this is plastic. So there are some other rules that you have to abide by in order to not ruin your $1,500 phone. Another thing that they say is that you cannot get it wet, and if you do, you've got to dry it off very quickly with a soft towel. You have to make sure that you're only using a soft microfiber towel to wipe the screen. You have to keep it away from sharp objects, and you have to close it before you put it in your pocket. Now, that should tell you right there, Motorola knows this is a very fragile plastic screen. If you can't even put it in your pocket or in a purse without it being folded up to protect the screen, then I'm calling red flag on that. And it also explicitly warns users not to use a screen protector, because the adhesive that the screen protector uses to stick to the phone will actually damage Motorola's screen. So again, if you want to pay $1,500 for a porcelain doll of a cell phone, go for it. But to me, I would say save your money.
Yep. All right, Atari has licensed its name in a number of different circumstances. This is a new one, Victoria.
This is pretty wild. Atari, of course, we know from the 80s, 70s and 80s, really, as the at-home video game system. Well, the actual brand of Atari has now licensed themselves to build 8 hotels that are going to be Atari-branded. And so they're going to have all kinds of virtual reality, augmented reality, video gaming rooms. They're going to have locations that have venues and studios to accommodate sports events. This is not a hotel that I think you'd want to stay in if you're a business traveler. However, they will have workspaces, a bakery, bars, restaurants, a movie theater, a gym. So this is probably going to be great for family travel. They're going to start opening in mid-2020 in Phoenix. That will be the first one. And then they're going to build one in Austin, Chicago, Denver, Vegas, San Francisco, San Jose, and Seattle. Those are all pretty big hubs of e-gaming right now, so it kind of, you can follow the bouncing ball and see where it's going. But it'll be interesting to see if Atari can pull this off, because they've had a lot of difficulties within their own company, within their own structure, running out of money and not being able to build things properly, like the new game console. So let's see how that translates to hotels.
So who's likely to want to stay there again?
Esports, like e-gaming teams, families. I think a lot of younger kids will love this.
All right. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the DJV program at 59 past the hour. Tech Talk time.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.